live from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Matt Harab. Airlines, as you're hearing, are cutting back on the amount of flights around the country. That includes Bush and Hobby. That's due to the federal government shutdown. Several airlines are offering refunds, though. United says about 4% of its flights will be canceled each day out of Bush. That amounts to about 20 round trips each day. KHOU reports that Southwest Airlines says passengers with canceled flights will likely be rebooked. American Airlines is not reporting many impacts on their end. Delta says they will provide as much information to their customers ahead of time. Meanwhile, the Harris County Jail is making some improvements with staffing and reducing outsourcing contracts. Our Sarah Gruno says representatives of the county were commended by the state during a meeting in Austin.
About 300 inmates who were outsourced to a private jail in Mississippi will return back to Harris County soon as the county works on ending one of their outsourcing contracts. The jail has made improvements to address violations with the state's minimum jail standards. Some of those improvements include hiring more detention officers to meet a state-mandated ratio for detention officers to inmates. Chief Deputy Tommy Diaz spoke about the improvements to the commission in Austin on Thursday morning.
Just this year, we've also added about 150 new staff members. Tomorrow, we'll graduate 47 more. On Monday, we'll hire 50 more.
The jail has also reduced outsourcing of pretrial detainees to Louisiana by 20%. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Over 150,000 motorcyclists are heading to Galveston this weekend for the annual Lone Star Rally. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn says the city expects over 400,000 people on the island.
Caitlin Carnes with Visit Galveston says with all these visitors, they expect an economic impact of over $100 million for the local economy.
Galveston can be a bit of a seasonal tourism destination.